Okay, so let's just start addressing the two questions that Moshe posed in yesterday's Chaburah, or last time's Chaburah, rather, for clarification. Number one, we have quoted from the Tziyunei Halacha of a cook sefer of Piskei, Rav Yashiv, that Rav Yashiv had a notion that Avilus Parhesia is defined only in terms of actions as opposed to inactions. The lack of or walking around without shoes or engaging in a tifas harosh or the like would be avilus hagracia, as opposed to not going to shul or not doing something. And Moshe asked, where does that fit in with the Rabbeinu Tam's position that he would get shlishi even during shiva, because not to get shlishi when he always got shlishi would be avilus hagracia. So I must have missed the next line of that sefer that addressed that very point. And quoted Rav Yashiv was saying that within his Mahalach, that Rabbeinu Tam, even though it's quoted Shulchan Aruch, is not necessarily La Halacha, but in a Chanami, that doesn't fit with the approach that there's a distinction between actions or inactions, so to speak. Number two that we left over last time was to try to explain the distinction of the Ramah within Sudas Bris Milah, where the Ramah suggests a distinction between whether the Sudas Bris Milah takes place in the house of the Avil or outside the house of the Avil. And there's a heter for an Avil Tosh Toshim Yubes Kodesh to participate in the Sudas Bris Milah if it's in his house, but not if it's outside of his house. So the Badi Yashulchan addresses this in page Reish Tzadi Aleph in the Be'urim. So first he quotes from a Beis Meir that the Isser, as formulated, is Dafka Eknisa LeBeis HaMishta. So you're not allowed to enter Beis HaMishta, but if the Beis HaMishta comes to you, so to speak, your home, minding your own business, and suddenly Mishta appears, then you're not mechuyav to leave your house to escape the Beis HaMishta. So if you're home and there's Sudas Bris Milah that appears in your house, then there wouldn't be an obligation for the Avel to leave. And the Baal HaShulchan himself refines this a little bit, formulates a little bit differently, that the Isser of Knisa, the Beis HaMishta, perhaps that's only if it's a place that's not your Makom Kavua on other days in other contexts. It's not so much the Knesset per se, but it's Knesset in a place that isn't your normal default location. So even if you weren't home and then someone created a Sudas Bris Milah in your house and you come into your house, so you could have said based on the Beis Meir, that's also Knesset Beis HaMishta, because of the time that the Beis HaMishta was created, you weren't home and now you're walking into it. But the Baal HaShulchan thinks that maybe it's not the Knesset per se, but it's a Knesset to a place or participation in a place that's not your makom kavua. So at least when it comes to Bris Milah, so that's the case, why didn't you say the same thing by a chasana? Because we don't have that heter, that distinction, b'osamida, when it comes to chasana. So by Bris Milah, where anyway, many are makel, as we discussed last time, the position that you have in the Bali Tosfos, that many are makel, that a Bris Milah is not the Sudas Mitzvah, sorry, the Inuka, whatever the reason is, it's not a real Sudas Mitzvah. So since they're makilim about Bris Milah anyway, so at least in Bris Milah, you can be makel on the definition of Tisa Beis HaMishta and have that allowance to engage in a Suda if it's in your home, where you don't have to go somewhere else in order to attend. So that's the brief Likute Basa Likute from yesterday's shiur. And now let's move on to a continuation and finish up in Yane Simcha for so there is a, the Ramah also alluded to, or the Ramah discusses, the notion of a Avil potentially participating Bein HaMeshamshim. So the way the Ramah quotes it, at the end of the Simon, V'chei noagin to allow an Avil to participate in some level in a Sudas Nisuin or Sudas Bris Milah, rak sheha'avel mishamesh sham im yirtza. The Avil can be mishamesh at the location of the Suuda if he wants. The ochel bebeso mimash shalchelam min asuda. And he can eat at home whatever goodie bags they pack up for him from that Sa'uda. So this is based, this notion of Bein HaMeshamshim, there's a Mordechai B'Shem Rebbeinu Tuvia, and it's quoted b'shem smak, even though it doesn't seem to appear in the printed smak that we have. The Or HaChaim quotes it from the smak or the bala smak. So let's just take a look at those lashonos of Rishonim briefly inside. So the Mordechai writes, "Ibn Atovia hayamachmir al ha'avel shelalecho b'chupa toch shloshim ki im hamishamshem." That Ibn Atovia was machmir, and avel is not permitted to eat toch shloshim at a chupa or at a chastana unless he eats im hamishamshem together with the help, the servicers. Were they having their Sudas Mitzvah in storefronts? I'm not sure what the reference is. But for a Chuppah and a Sudas Mila, the only heter to participate would be Im Hamashamshim, which the Mordechai, quoting the Ben Itavia, doesn't define any more precisely. Then you have in the Or HaChaim, Varimi Korvil, Zal Kosav Adavka Lecholi Kanes, Aval Kenisa Gereda Mutter Bishar Mesim Tosh Shloshim Yom, Aval Asir Lechol Sham, Tochi Beis Chodesh, Rak Sudas Bismila Vachupa Mishum Dehinik Re Simcha, Dixiv Sasanechim Rasecha, Ein Avez Malkam Simcha. And then he writes, Vagamani Machmir Lechol Im Hamashamsh. So even though there's what to talk about to allow participation, to allow Kenisa without Achila. But then he writes, that Rigamani Machmir Lechol Im Hamashamshim Im Einon Ochlin Bebayis Acheres Bemakam She'ein Mevarachin Shasimcha Bimaona. So he was Machmir to eat if he would participate in such a Sudas Mitzvah to be Ochel Im Hamashamshim. I think that's a positive Im Einon Ochlin. So he would eat with the Mishamshim if they're not eating in another house, if it isn't a makom she'ein mevarchin shasimcha b'mona. So the way, again, that's what he's quoting from the Bala Smak, even though, as far as I could tell, it doesn't appear in the Smak Lifaneinu. So it's a little bit unclear in that formulation of the Or HaChaim, how do you parse these words? Lechol im hamashamshim im einon ochlin bebayis acheres. So it sounds like the place where you could eat is a place where ein mevarachin shasimcha b'mona. But there are two negatives there. So if there's a place in the same house where you don't say shasimcha b'mona, are we talking about, or does it really mean he would eat with the Mishamshim only if they are eating in a different place where you don't say Shasimcha B'mono? But the Lashon L'Rama again was the Avil of Mishamisham im Yirtza, the Ochel Bebeis of Mashu Shochelo. So there's no Achila anywhere. He can be Mishamish, but he can't eat. He can eat whatever he takes home with him afterwards. The Aruch HaShulchan writes as follows, Osi Gimel. Kasav Rabbeinu Arma Yesh Matir Lechol B'Sudas Nesuna B'Smila Ima Mishamshim Uvav Shalei B'Makom Simkun Gabayis Acher Yesh Osrin V'Chein Ogin Rak She'Ovah Mishamisham Yirza V'Ochol Beis Ha'Mal She'Shochol B'Suda V'Ochi Pirusha. So the Rama we didn't read the first line of the Rama together. Yesh Matir La'Ovah Lechol B'Sudas Nesuna B'Smila Ima Mishamshin, Ubavashalo Yehe B'makam Simkugan B'Bayis Acher. as long as it's not b'makom simcha to go in b'bayis acher, which is, I guess, how you would read that line that we saw in the Aruch HaShulchan b'shem to read mikarvil. The Aruch HaShulchan says the day we showed in that line, the uvashalei b'makom simcha to go in b'bayis acher. So there is the issa hurakim ochel b'beis achasana shakruim ochlim. Ava b'bayis acher klomer b'cheder acher im ha'mishamshin mutter. So the Aruch HaShulchan understands that first line of the Ramah as saying that the b'bayis acher is mutter, even if it's a b'bayis acher in the same house, in the same building. That's what we discussed last time in the context of the other Ramah of allowing attendance in the chuppah beis hakneses, and the Baal Shulchan's discussion how dafka is a beis hakneses, it's a separate building. What about separate rooms in the same house? The Aruch HaShulchan understands within the first day presented in the Ramah that the problem is only if you're eating another house totally, but another room in the same house, im mishamshu would be mutter. The osir is for lehu the gamze beis simcha mikri v'zeh shehitu l'shamish nearly dafka hashimish period. The gamze beis simcha mikri. So that yesh osir in the Ramah is saying that even that doesn't help. Even if it's in a different room, it's still a problem in the same house, in the same building. And then the Aruch HaShulchan writes, "V'zeh shehiter l'shamesh nirali the dafka hashimish v'beis ha'mishelos v'beis ha'richos ha'machalim mutter." That is only to be mishamish in the kitchen, to be mishamish in the room where they're doing the food prep. V'lo l'hoshet ha'machalim ha'krub, not to be a waiter, not to go around serving food. The gamzehu kesimcha v'olam nogim l'hakol kach. So the Aruch HaShulchan says the whole hat to the Ramah, even the makilim, the yesh matir min Ramah, that's only to potentially eat in the kitchen where no one else is, the simcha is not really taking place. But to walk into the main hall and serve food, that would also be a problem, even if it sounds like even if you're not eating. So a few points. First of all, the Baal HaShulchan notes that presumably the lashon of im hamishamshim is somewhat lav dafka. I mean, there's nothing special about eating together with the waiters. If there's a heter here to eat in the kitchen, or you know, the last line of the Ramah to take the food home. But if there's a heter to eat in the kitchen, so it doesn't make a difference if you're eating with the other service or eating by yourself. The point is that you're not eating together with the invited guests. That's Baal HaShulchan Sivkat and Samach Gimel. And then he points out in Sivkat and Samach Dalid that even the heter, the way the Aruch HaShulchan presents it, to eat im mishamshim or without the mishamshim in the kitchen, that's only applicable if you can't hear the music in the kitchen. But he thinks if you can hear the music in the kitchen, the band in the kitchen, so then you wouldn't be able to stay in the kitchen either. But again, the presentation of the Aruch HaShulchan before he says Olam Nogim Hakil Bekach is that he thinks the only head there is to eat with or eat the place where the mishamshim would eat in the kitchen, but there's no head there to attend the main simcha hall even as a waiter, even if you're not going to eat there. Nevertheless, Rabbi Carr points out Perek Lamed, that the minug, or the common practice, or somewhat common practice, is to be makel, to allow relatives of a chasen kal, like a sister or brother, to be a mishamish at the wedding. And maybe, he says, they understood in the Ramah, or the basis of this minug, which is not what the Aruch HaShulchan endorses, would be that the Isser is only to eat with other people. But if, as long as you're not eating with the regular guests, to walk into the room and serve as a waiter or something of the sort would still be permissible as long as you're not eating there. If the Iker problem participating in the Sudas and Suin is the eating. And Tzionei Halacha quotes the same, the shame Rav Yashiv. Tzionei Halacha also goes to Rav Yashiv, that even if you're going to be makel to allow someone to serve an oval to serve as a mishamish and be a waiter and walk into the room where the meal is being served and serve the food, not eating there. But that heter to walk in only exists as long as you're actually serving the food. But stam to use it as an excuse to serve one plate and then say, oh, I'm a mishamish, and then stay there for the rest of the chasana, that equals from Avil Yashiv would be usher. However, Rabbi Karp notes that he observes people seem to be mako, some people seem to be mako, even that to use being a waiter as an excuse to participate and just do a token job, but not continue the waitering duties throughout the chasana and yet stay. So Rabbi Karp doesn't endorse that, but he says that maybe it's a limud zchus based on that base mayor that we quoted at the beginning, that the ikar iser of participating in a simcha is the knisa of base amirta. So as long as the knisa is berishus, you walked in the first time as a waiter. So then you stop waitering, but as long as you enter their berishus, you enter their beheter, so maybe you're not mechuyev to leave. So that's Rabbi Karp's limud zchus for what he observes as a practice of some to be very liberal about im hamishamshim, far beyond what the Aruch HaShulchan explains is pshat in the Ramah. Let me just close the door. One second. The Din Torah conference going on in the other room here. Okay. The Ramah writes at the end of the Siman, Yesh Omrim, the aser lechol besuda belayla shebiyama machras meis avnima. So you're not allowed to participate in a suuda, the night of a yard site. The poskim assume that the suuda we're talking about is a suudas nisuin, maybe shavar brachas as well. Rabbi Bass, that sheet we referenced last time, quotes that Rav Gustman said should apply to a Shavar Brachos as well. The Shach writes here in Sivkat and Ches, goes in the Levush, V'lor Isi Noogim Kein, that he observed people didn't follow this Chumra. V'ani Omer, Darvish Eina Matzai, L'Shaik Ba'mina. So you can't ascribe a Minog to a rare occurrence. And he references Simon Kupsadi. Simon Kupsadi, in the context of whether there is a Isser of Ksamim for Ketana, the Shach makes the same comment over there, that you can't talk about a minag as to whether there's a minag to Aser Kisme Ketana, because Ksamim Ketana is a Davar Shal Hashkiach. It's not Shaykh to talk about a minag and a Davar Hashkiach. So we discussed this in a couple of contexts in the past, specifically in Hilchas Avelos in general. So Shach says, Lower Inu Eina Raya, the fact that Levush might have observed people weren't so careful about this. So how many people did Levush know what day the Yortzeit was and whether they participated in a Sudasusuin and whether that reflects an actual minog that we're not concerned about this comment in the Ramah. So that that is appropriate, meaning that we do assume or should assume that on the day of a Yortzeit, it would be inappropriate to participate in a Sudas Nesuin. Now, Lo Gar from Yubeis Chodesh to go to Chuppah, whatever coolest exists there, to say Mazel Tov, but not to participate in the Seudas Nesuah. Related is a comment at the very end of Hilchos Avelos, or toward the end, in the end of Siman Tov Beis. The Mechaber writes in Sifyud Beis, Misha meis lo meis, lo no de lo, eino chove sheyomru lo. That if someone, relative dies, he doesn't know the relative died, there's no chia for other people to tell him. Fafil ba vima. Fil zen emar, mozi diba, hu kasil. So there's no need to tell someone about the Petira of a relative. It's based on the Gemara of Ibchi in the beginning of Psachim and elsewhere. Okay. Umutu lasminu lasudas eretz in the nesur. V'kal simcha kemen shenayodea. Akadekach, that you know this guy, his father just passed away, but he doesn't know. So you can invite him to your chasana and you can dance with him at the chasana, even though his father just passed away. As long as he doesn't know, there's no chiyuv aninu slash avelus. The Yoshol Avelu l'shakir v'lam rachay, you shouldn't remember the Rosh HaKetirah. You shouldn't lie, but there's no chiyuv to tell him about the patira of his relative. So that's, again, based on the Gemara from Chia, that's a Mordechai, Hagos Maimini, B'Shem Rashi, Hagos Maimini, Perek Vav, Halacha Dalet. So that reference in the Hagos Maimini, you also have in Me'iri, in our Gemara, in Daf Kaf Beis, the Me'iri writes, Dibur Maskel B'Avol Rabasi, Kaf Beis and Beis, Yesh Mishahara, you can invite him to your suda. So there's no problem inviting him to your chasana. There is a sefer HaMa'oros that argues. So not Muskam by Rishonim, but that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Okay. It doesn't mean, as Rishonim says, that it's advisable to have him, invite him to your chasana if you know that his father just passed away. But technically speaking, Chiva Velas hasn't yet started. Let's move on now to Simon Shin Sadi Gimel, the Din of Yetziyah Min Abayis, and Shinei Makom. So as far as the Din of Yetziyah Min Abayis during Shiva, there are two Gemaras that we need to acknowledge. One of them is the Gemara on Daf of Aleph Amud Beis, the fourth line, Tana Rabbanan, Avel Gibel Yamim HaRishonim Eino Holech L'Beis Avel. So during the first 3 days of Avelus, an Avel is not permitted to go to a different Beis Avel, to someone else's Beis Avel. Mikan Ve'elach Holech V'Eino Yoshev B'Makom Menachemim El B'makom Hamis Nachemim. After 3 days, for the balance of Shiva, duration of Shiva, an Avel is allowed to attend a different Shiva, to go to a different Beis Avel, but he should be sitting with the Avelim, not with the Menachemim. Okay? That's Gemara number one, that within the first three days, an Avel should not go visit a different Beis Avel. Fine. Then you have the Gemara in Daf Kaf Gimel Amud Aleph, the first long line, Tana Rabbanan, Kol Shloshe, sorry, not the first long line, the 1, 2, 3, 4, the fifth line, the sixth line, Tana Rabbanan, Avel Shabbos Rishona in a Yothim Pesach Pesach. So an Avel during the first Shabbos, which we'll define in a moment, is not permitted or doesn't leave his house. Shnia, second Shabbos, Yotzei v'enu yoshev b'mkomo. Second Shabbos he leaves, but he doesn't sit in his regular seat. V'enu medaber b'achetzen. Shlishis yoshev b'mkomo v'enu medaber. Third week he sits in his regular seat but doesn't talk. Revias areku chaladam. By the fourth Shabbos, sorry, said week by mistake, I'm not defining Shabbos yet. The fourth he goes back to normal. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. So there's no chiddush in telling me a halacha of lo yetzim pesach beso during the first Shabbos. Ella transposed it one notch down. Shnia inu yotzim pesach beso. Shlishis yotzim inu yoshim kovim medaber. Revias yoshim kovim medaber. Chamishis reka kol adam. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, number one isn't min hacheshbon. Chachamim's number one is Rabbi Yehuda's number two. Chachamim's number two is Rabbi Yehuda's number three, up to 4 and 5. So when the Gemara here references Shabbos, Rishon, and Shni, etc., is that a reference to a week, Shabbos as in a week, or Shabbos as in the day of Shabbos? If Shabbos means a week, so then the Gemara here presumably is the source for an Isser of Yetziya min Abayis for an Avel, because the Gemara is talking about not leaving the house for the entire first week. If it's only a reference to Shabbos, as in the calendrical day of Shabbos, then it doesn't necessarily tell you anything about Yetziyah min Abayis. And then maybe there is no Gemara so far about an Isser Yitzhiyah Min HaBayis during Sheva per se. We had the Gemara earlier on Kaf Aleph about not going to Beis Avel, but you don't see from that Gemara anything more expansive about a blanket Isser Yitzhiyah Min HaBayis. And this Gemara is only talking about Shabbos, the day of the week. You don't necessarily see something here either. So Rashi says nothing on the Gemara here, but there is a Rashi al Arif and the Rashi Ksav Yad. Rashi al Arif, Daf Yadalev and Al Dape Arif, says that Shabbos means Zayin Yimei Shabbos, means the whole first week. So Shabbos Rishonim means the first week, you're not Yotzei Mipesach Beso. And the second week, according to Chachamim, you are with restrictions. And that's what the Rush has as well in Simen Mem Vav, quoting from Rashi. The Rush writes that Isser of Yitzhiyah Min HaBayis in the context of Gemara Daf Kaf Gimel during the first week, during the week of Shiva, that's only during the week. But on Shabbos, there's no restriction against attending Shul. In Avel, the whole first week doesn't walk out, even to go to Shul. On Shabbos, an Avel is permitted to go to Shul. And then the Rosh quotes the position of the Ravid that, no, Shabbos Rishonim means Shabbos Dafka, that an Avel doesn't walk out on Shabbos even to go to Shul. Now that sounds like during the week also you don't go out. And the Gemara is telling you that even on Shabbos, you don't go out to Shul. Now the Ritva, Dibra Maskel Tana Rabbanan, is bothered with Rashi in the following way. Rashi, who said that Shabbos Yishon is a reference to the entire first week, Zayin Yimei Shabbos. So if that's the case, that according to Rashi, Shabbos Rishonah, you don't leave the house at all. That means according to Rabbi Yehuda, then the second week, you also don't leave the house at all, right? According to everything is transposed by an additional week, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So why should that be? Why should there be an Isser of walking outside during the second week? So you don't find any extension of Yisurei Shiva, Nihuge Shiva, beyond the week of Shiva. So what would be unique here about an Isser Yitzhiyah Min HaBayis, that there would be an Isser Yitzhiyah Min HaBayis that applies to the entire week? So that's why the Rizvah prefers the position of the Ravid, that the Gemara is only talking about Shabbos. And there is still a restriction. I mean, you can ask Akasha Bechlal in this Gemara, that the whole system of gradations in your reintegration when you leave the house, when you go to Shul, if you're talking about going to Shul, takes place over a four-week period. So that's also unique. You don't have that by other Nihuge Avelis. But the Ritva seems to be especially bothered by the possibility of having a broad, absolute Yitzhiyah Min HaBayis Isser during the second week, which is why he prefers the position of the Ravid. So according to the Ravid, it's only a reference to Shabbos. So in Echonam, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the second week of Avelis, you're not allowed to go to Shul. Just like you're not going anywhere on Shabbos. You're not going to the Shuk either on Shabbos, so you can't go to Shul. It's noteworthy that the Me'iri, the way he presents this position of the Ravid, so he presents the Ravid as saying that the Isser Yitzhiyah Min HaBayis is only on Shabbos. You're not allowed to go to Shul on Shabbos, but you are allowed to go to Shul during the week. So why that should be the case is a little bit ton beer. Why would it be that there's an Isser to go to Shul on Shabbos, but you're allowed to go to Shul the rest of the week? Yeah, Moshe.
Well, doesn't the Ritva have to be assuming the same thing? Otherwise, the question doesn't make any sense. Because no, the Ritva would also be saying that for the Ravid, that it's also for 2 weeks also. And we said the Rosh assumes for the Ravid that you can't. That would even applies during the week, and the Chiddush is even on Shabbos for that first week. So if you transpose that onto Yehuda, that would be the same thing.
Yeah, but the Ritva doesn't sound like that. The Ritva sounds like he's assuming that there may still be an Isser Yitzia Min Abayis during the first week, which isn't necessarily based on this Gemara. I mean, the Gemara is talking about Shabbos. So Shabbos, according to Chacham, in the first week, you're not allowed to go to Shul. But I believe that the Ritva, see if we can pull it up here, but it sounds like he's assuming there may be an independent Isser Yitzia Min Abayis during that first week. Anyway, let's see if I can get it here quickly. Okay, let's pull it up on the screen. Yeah, are you? No, okay. Let's see. I'm sorry, I'm a base. Sorry. There we go. Yeah, Tanur Rabbanan. Avil Shabbos Rishon Eini Yotzei Pesach Beisam. Yesh Apirshu. That's what we quoted from Rashi. The High Shabbos, High New Shavua. The Istrich Tana Lomar Dini Yotzei Vafila Beisach Neses. Umiyu Daikinan Dedafka Becholhu Sheino Yotzei Lebeisach Neses. Habeshabbos Yosef Beisach Knesses the Pishen of Eilus Beshabbos the Chay Kesham Lamalas Tas the Spalu Ma Avel Zeh Benasi Abested Veshar Kolad the Yosef Filu Beshabbos Yishon the Spalu Beisach Knesses the Chay Nira Pekeder Blaser God the Kashel Perusef Umasha Amar Rabbi Huda Shabbos Ni and Yosef Beisach Beiso Hechidami Ish Eino Yosef Lamalafta Bachol Amaylo. So if the Pshad in Shavuot Yishon is the first week. So then, according to Rabbi Huda, we're saying that you can't walk outside at all the second week. What's the case? If it means you can't go to work, why not? Im came at sinu avelus yosim yeshiva. Falak lamemar. Can't be. V'ilu beisak neses. And if you say you can't go to shul the second week, v'lav kal v'chomer hu. So you, if you go to work, definitely go to shul. V'lefikach nir madvarim k'moshe pirshua d'shabbos hamura kan haynu shabbos mamish. Yale Amru, Kishabis Rishon Latanakamo, Shash the Rabbi Huda, Eino Yosef Pesach Beis LeBeisach Knesses, Kishem Sheino Yosef LeShuk. So you can't go anywhere the first Shabbos nor the second Shabbos. Vale Amru Yafe, Kibashni Latanakamo, Shish the Rabbi Huda, Yosef and Yosef Kamo, Amokam Beisach Knesses, Shayach Shapir Lemain Barhachi, Velo Makam Shabashuk. We're talking about Yosef Kamo, must be your place in Shul, it doesn't mean your place in at work or in the market.
Doesn't that mean that he's assuming that you're going to the shuk during the second week?
He's talking about you Shabbos. Are going to the shuk during the second week, right?
Something so that's like the Meiri.
That's like the Meiri that you're allowed to go to shul during the first week. But then he writes, we're going to get back to this later. He says, "V'ata nogu b'chol aratzus halalu lo sefer etiknes as kol shiva v'afilu b'chol." Do you think that's baseless to go to shul during the week? No, so it doesn't sound like he understood in the Raiva that you can go to shul during the week of Shiva. That would be a very sharp shift without any transition, no?
It does sound like that You could go to the Shuk the second week, so I don't know how you're gonna. And then he has his Kal v'chomer from before, so. And that's for him saying with an Rabbi Yehuda.
Well, Kal v'chomer from Shuk to Beis Knesses.
Yeah, so if Shuk's mutter during Chol second week, so I assume Beis Knesses is also.
But he's not saying that you go to the Shuk in the first, he's definitely not saying go to the Shuk during Shiva.
He's saying that for Rabbi Yehuda during the second week.
Correct. But something is, right. The difficulty of the draw is that what bothers him with Shitas Rashi is the transposition of week one to week two. And how could it be that in week two, there's an issue, even a bias? But he still has to deal with that on some level because it doesn't sound like he's matir going to shul during the first week. He assumes that maybe yes. So you know, something doesn't fit neatly. Okay, we have to figure that out on the Ritva. I don't think the Ritva is saying that you could go to shul. I mean, he talks about a minhag and he justifies the minhag. But it's definitely not as clear as the Meiri, who is clear that within the position of the Ravi, you could go to shul without restriction during the week of Shiva. The Aruch HaShulchan in Os Aleph here presents the Issei Yetzivin HaBayis as follows. He says that we don't find Beferish anywhere, he says, not in the Yerushalmi, not in the Maseches Machos, that there's an Issei Yetzivin HaBayis called Shiva. Because the whole sugya, even if you understand that our Gemara is talking about the week and not talking about just Shabbos, but the context of the Gemara is only going to show. And that was the point we just saw in the Ritva, that Lo Yeshiv Mekomo sounds very much like we're talking about going to show and not talking about a general Yetzivim and a bias. So if that's the case, and you don't necessarily see from this Gemara a explicit Issur Yetzivim and a bias across the board, even during Shiva, if the context of the Gemara is only about going to shul. And in fact, as we saw in the that piece in the Ritva, there's the Chuvas HaRivash that the Beis Yosef quotes, indicating that there are places where the default minhag was in fact to go to shul during Shiva. The Ritva's justification is that if you're in a place, the way the Ritva said it, is what if you're in a place, or the places where the Jews lived at the time, there were small populations of Jews in any particular town, and it wasn't practical to have the separate minyan of the Beis Avel. And if you're going to only do it for some people and not others, for the Shir and not the Aniyim, then the Aniyim are going to be embarrassed, and they're not going to go to shul. So for that reason, as a blanket matter, they allowed people to go to shul during the week of Shiva. Now, in the Lashon of the Mechaber, Mechaber Shin Sadi Gimel, Avol Shavu Arishon Eina Yosim Pesach Beso, Afil Shmo Birchas Chopa Birchas Amila, Shnia Yosef Eina Yosef Mekomo Eina Medaber, Shlish is Yoshua Kom Vein Medaber, Revi is Reku Shar Adam. Then he writes, Afilu lo shilbu shloshes shavuos, kigon shemeis be'emsa shavua, miyad kishakala osa shavua, v'shnaim sha'achrav, chashev shavua ba, Revi. So, as the Baal Shulchan points out, the way the Mechaber presents is not readily apparent that that's what the Brisa says, but the way the Mechaber presents the this halacha is that the din of Shavua Rishona, which the Mechaber is saying means a week, means Shabbos means a week, not a day. But that the Mechaber says Shavua, but that Shavua ends on Shabbos. So if there's a demarcation of week one, week two, week three, that demarcation is Shabbos. So even if the Petira was on a Tuesday, but the week for purposes of this halacha and at every Shabbos. So you don't need four full weeks in order to get to the point of the fourth week as far as this halacha is concerned, right? That is the simple reading of the Mechaber. Rav Moshe seems to have understood otherwise. Chelik Beis Yardei Simen Kufayim Beis. Chelik Beis Yardei Simen Kufayim Beis. And he has to understand, or Moshe ends up having to understand, that there's a difference between the standard of the calculation for Shinei Mokum relative to the standard of Yitzia Min Habayis. The Baal Yishochan understood within the Mechaber that even as far as the Isser of Yitzia Min Habayis is concerned, that also has a hard stop after the Shabbos, even if it's in the middle of Shiva. Rav Moshe does not assume the way. Rav Moshe ends up assuming that the reference to a hard stop at the end of the week, that's only as far as the din of Shinei Mokum, and not as far as the din of Yitzia Min Habayis. Rav Moshe seems to be assuming also that the Isser of Yitzia Min Habayis is an absolute hard Isser, as opposed to the Aruch HaShulchan, who finds it challenging to find a real source for an Isser Yitzia Min Habayis. The Ramah writes, based on the Chumash Sedeshen, Miu, Hameko Lutzeis Balayla, Mimnei Atzorech Lo Hissin. That even though there's an Issa Yitzia Min Habayis during Shiva, but if one is Makel to walk outside at night, Mimnei Atzorech Lo Hissin. So that's based on a Chumash Sedeshen. The Lashon of the Chumash Sedeshen is as follows. Chumash Sedeshen Simen Reit Sadi. Shaila, Avil Shari Lasi Pes the base of a Lila Lachish Kalsa Regal in a Shokolo. Yera, Dan Megal Bechia Gavin, they have Sorach Lahisikuli High. That's the glory story than Kafalis. That Tam who the Eno Yosef Pesach Beso Kadesha La Yishka Chabiluso Kishayela Chesavaneotam. The point of an Issi Simen Habayis is not to get distracted, not to forget where you are, not to forget that you're in the middle of Shiva. Ukashu misboded Bebeso, the Ein Imo Rakbene Beso, Nikur Venera Kimisabel. If he's alone at hell, in the home, the only people there are the Bnei Abayis, so then he's not going to forget that he's not. Yim Kain, Kishe Yetze Belayla, the Einam is Arev, Im Chaburus Bnei Adam. If he's going to go out at night, he's not going to be socializing. El Sheholach Lisha Maitach is going for a purely functional purpose to go sleep elsewhere. Veholach Yechidi, O Echad Oshnayim Hochlim Imo, Ein Kank Peta. So if he's only going to be walking a night alone or with a small group, then that's not a kepeda. That's not a violation of the spirit of this Yitzim and Abayis, because he's not going to be inclined to get lost and forget his Avelis. But then the next line of the Ramah is that the Yisr anyway, Hada Asir Lase is Chutz Beso, Hayna Dafka L'Tayel, Olamasa Mata V'Chadoma, Aval Im Shalach Moshe L'Acharav, O Shetzarach Leilach B'Derach, L'Shar Dvarim, Atzvichim Lo Harbe, Kigon Dover Oven, Mutter Lo Lase. Chayn Ogen. So the Yisr Yisiv and Abayis is for no reason, but if there is a particularly compelling reason for an Aval to leave during Shiva, then he's allowed to do so. All things being equal, still better to do it at night. But if there's a pressing need and you can't do it at night, you can't wait till night. You can do it in the daytime as well. Now, as we saw, the Lashon of the She'ela and the Chumash Sedeshen, the Lashon of the She'ela was Kalsa Regel Min Ashuk, at the point that there's no more traffic outside. Rabbi Akiva Eiger has that line here. Excuse me. That You can only go out at night. L'achar shekala rakos nesham. The Baal Shulchan points out in Sifkat and Yud Zayin that given that the whole thrust of the Trumas Hadashim, which is the source of this formulation of Tichla Regel Neshuk, is that you shouldn't be distracted from your focus on Avelus, and going out b'chaburus b'nei Adam during the daytime is going to be distracting. So nowadays, where people travel by car, so then it doesn't really make a difference. It shouldn't make a difference if you wait Asha Tichla Regel Neshuk or not. You're going to be traveling alone or with one other person in the car, then it doesn't really make a difference when you leave. That's the Rabbi Karpreis as well, that at least after the first 3 days, where we would tend to be more machmir, if there's a need, then you don't have to chesh bin dafka to wait Asha Tichla Regel Neshuk if you're going to be traveling by car anyway. And that's what Rabbi Willig points out. Still, it's a l'chachila matter, better to do it at night. That if someone is going to be changing the location of sitting Shiva, which sometimes happens, so better to travel at night. If that's impossible, if you're traveling by car, not b'chaburus b'nei Adam, it would technically be okay during the daytime as well. So what about practically going to shul during Shiva if there's no minyan in the base avel? So we saw the Ritva quoted that was a common practice in his time. The Ritva wasn't such a fan, but he justified it. In the Pesukei Tshuva, he quotes this in Sukkot and Beis, there's a machlokas of Chachmas Adam and the Magen Avraham. Because in the Chachmas Adam, that if you can't get a minyan in the base avel, and it's a choice between not reciting Kaddish and Kedusha Baruch Hu, then you go to Shul. And he quotes the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Purim, Tafri Sadivah Sivkat and Ches, Mashma, that it's better to stay home, even at the expense of reciting Kaddish and having a minion. Okay. So the common practice, if an avil is in a situation where it's impossible to get a minyan at home, so then there's definitely what to rely on to go to shul and daven in shul. Okay. Now, as far as that din of eno yoshib im komo, so Rashi Alarif is explicit, as we alluded to earlier, and the Ritva argued we saw, that the whole context of eno yoshib im komo is only the beis hakneses. That the restriction on sitting in your normal seat is the beis hakneses. Rav Shlomo Leiger writes, "Eino yoshev komo, bein bebeisa, bein bebeis hakneses." Then, no, it applies in your home also. That you shouldn't be sitting in your normal seat at home. But most poskim assume not, like the Flavla Eger, that the restriction of Shinei Makom or Yeshiva Makom was limited to Shul. The Mordechai writes, Tav Sadi Vav, that the point of Shinei Makom is Kadeshi Argishu Akol, that everyone should realize that this person is an Avah.
Just to clarify,
yeah,
if there's a din of Shinei Makom, like what Gilyan Marsha is saying, so then how would that, like, either way, he's not sitting on a chair, so he won't be in his normal spot.
No, we're talking about beyond Shiva. We're talking about the second week. I'm sorry?
Got it.
So, again, Lashon Mechaber is Shnia Yotzev and Yoshev Makom Vein Medaber. The second week, he goes to Shul. He doesn't sit in his normal place, and he doesn't speak. Third week, he sits in his normal place and doesn't speak. Says the Rama, "V'imrotz hashel aleishav imkama b'shavu shlishis uledaber hashis biyata." So the third week also, if you sit in your normal place, you can't speak, but you can sit in a not normal place and speak. The Achshav Noagim says the Rama. Should have started with this. Sorry, shein yoshim imkama kol shloshim. But the minhag is, even though Maker did the restriction on Yeshiva Makom is only the first 2 weeks, or maybe the third week. No, again, for the entire Shloshim. Yel Avi V'Ima, Kol Yibes Kodesh. The Ein L'Minig Ze'ekar, The Rama says there's no real source for such a minhag of extending the iser of yeshiva mekama to Beis Chodesh or even the shloshim. Mikol makom in l'shan has been a minhag. Kikol makom, no pun intended, l'fi mekama. So the Rama says that even if we can't really find the legitimate source of the minhag, it's still the minhag, and we have to follow the minhag. Rabbi Willis suggested a possible source for the minhag, and that's based on Tosas on Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph, Dibur Maskil Rabbi Yehuda Omer. According to Tosfos, according to Rabbi Yehuda, during the fourth week, according to Tanakhama, during the third week, as we just saw, if you want to talk, then you can't sit in your regular seat. According to Rabbi Yehuda, during the fourth week, if you want to talk, you can't sit in your regular seat. So at least according to Rabbi Yehuda, it sounds like it's a Shloshim Halacha. That up to the fourth week, which is basically Shloshim, if you want to talk, you can't sit in your regular seat. So maybe that's, even though we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda, but maybe that's at least the reason for the minug of requiring Shinui Mokom during Shloshim. And if that's the case, once you have a minug for Shloshim, then Minhagi Shloshim are typically extended to Yud Beis Chodesh. And there's a comment of the Darkei Moshe in Sifkat and Hay, quoting from the Maril, that sounds like that as well. The Darkei Moshe sounds like the minhag of extending the Isser for 30 days is based on Rabbi Yehuda, even if you don't pass him like Rabbi Yehuda, as far as you see Mitoch Beso, but some of the minhag of Shini Makom developed based on Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. Fine. I have a little bit more to talk about, but I have to go because I have to catch a train. So we'll stop here today. Is anyone in person tomorrow? Yeah. Okay. So we'll meet in Ritz Hashem. We'll continue Ritz Hashem tomorrow in person. And then my plan tomorrow is just to make a few ha'aras on the rest of Avelis till the end. And then next week we'll go back and do Kriya and some other remaining assorted topics. Okay, so see you tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. Have a good night.